Seventh Perek of Mishnah Zayin. Another halachas of vineyards. This halacha is going back to the halachas of Oil Alois, which are once again bunches that are not complete bunches. They don't have the small bunches lying on one another, as we saw in the previous Mishnah. Kerem Shekuloi Oilolos. If the vineyard, all the grapes don't have regular bunches, they only have these oilless types of grapes. So Rabbi Eleza Oimel Avalabaij. Rabbi Eleza says in such a case, there's no chiyah to give it to the aniyim. Now, as he learns, the chiyah to give aniyim is if you have something for yourself, you give the oilless to the aniyim. But otherwise, you keep everything. Rabbi Kiva Oimel Aniyim. Rabbi Kiva says, no, what's the difference if part of your field is oilless, or all of it is oilless, something defined as oilless goes to the poor people. Amar Rabbi Eleza, I have a source in my halacha. Kisivta loisa oilless. Is it ain bata? In ain bata, minayin oilless. He says, if you're harvesting, which he doesn't, you're harvesting for yourself, then don't pick these bunches that are not complete bunches. But if not harvesting anything for yourself, then there's no halacha of leaving those incomplete bunches over to the aniyim. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says the kamacha loisayvul. It says as long as you have the vineyard, do not pick these incomplete bunches. That's kiva kula oilos. And even if the entire vineyard is oilos, in kei lo manem loisivta loisayvul. So what does Rabbi Kiva do with the pasuk of Rabbi Lezer, which is mashma that the chiyuv of oilos is only in the case where you pick something for yourself? Eva aniyim va oilos kodem abofta. Just telling you a time. When do the aniyim have rights to pick the oilos? When the balvai started picking for himself. But it's not a limitation of what type of field the aniyim have oilos on. It's just when do they have the rights to pick the oilos.